You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Kelly Pickler's late husband's assets have come to light more than a year after his tragic death, revealing he owned more than 10 firearms when he took his own life, RadarOnline.com has learned. As this outlet reported, Kyle Jacobs died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in February 2023. Jacobs' assets were outlined in court documents for his probate case. Among those listed were 11 firearms, including 3 rifles, 7 pistols, 1 shotgun, and firearm suppressors. A gun safe, custom knives, Rolex watches, and instruments like guitars and violas were also included in the filing, as were technology necessities like iPhones and laptops, and sentimental family photos. Pickler was married to Jacobs from 2011 until his death last year. He took his own life inside their Nashville home. RadarOnline.com confirmed the news with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department. They told us that Jacobs was discovered deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in an upstairs bedroom/office. From the beginning, they investigated his death as an apparent suicide. The singer was home when her husband ended his life. Mr. Jacobs' wife, Kelly Pickler, reported that she awoke a short time earlier, did not see her husband, and began looking for him, police stated. After she and her personal assistant were unable to open the door to the upstairs bedroom/office, the assistant telephoned 911. He was only 49. RadarOnline.com told you, Pickler put the marital house on the market months after her husband's death. She also stepped aside and allowed Jacob's parents to handle his assets. The Red High Heels singer, who became a household name after her stint on the 5th season of American Idol, has been subpoenaed in the probate case, scheduled for May, to discuss Jacob's belongings. Pickler took time to heal after the tragedy, giving her first performance since her husband's passing at the Ryman Auditorium Monday in Nashville to honor the late Patsy Cline. She got emotional when sharing how much Ryman meant to her and her late significant other. "The last time I was here in the Ryman Auditorium was with him on a date night, and I know he is here with us tonight," Pickler told the crowd. "If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.